Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance if you don't ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. I have to ask this, and I thought I'd wait till we've had a little bit of a critical mass of listeners who've asked, and I think I've reached that point. But listeners have asked how you are, because a couple of months ago, you wanted to raise awareness around your cancer diagnosis. I see you on the screen, yeah, and you're looking well and plump-cheeked and rosy-cheeked. But to answer that question from, I think now, a good handful of listeners to ask how you are doing, Adam.
Oh, that's kind. Yeah, that's very kind. I have to say, a lot of my nearest and dearest hesitate before asking me because I have a whole catalogue of things. I have to say, I thought when you got cancer, you got treated and you got better. And my cancer is better, but my treatment is worse, if that makes sense. The side effects of hormone therapy in particular, the stuff that's taking testosterone out of me, are that I can't play tennis at the moment, and I love playing tennis. I can barely walk upstairs. I hobble around like a sort of 110-year-old. And my hip constantly hurts. I have issues, but I am hopeful still. And yeah, I mean, on the cancer front, good news. On the side effects front, at the moment, it's not so great. But I'm grinning and bearing it. You know, you have to be positive. My wife keeps telling me that. You have to be positive. Remember.
And you mean a lot to us, and you mean a lot to our listeners. And I thought after a good few of listeners have asked, I thought I'd ask you. But let's go to the stories popping around the world. Let's start in Colombia. A reunion in Colombia. There's closure for a woman who went missing in 1972.
Quite something, isn't it? Aura Guerrero León. She was kidnapped at the age of 4. She went to a corner store in the Colombian capital, Bogota, to buy a cookie, I imagine just around the corner from her house. And she was snatched by a woman at the end of the street. The kidnapper's plan seems to be, although never 100% clear, because after all, she was 4 at the time, they intended to sell her in another town a couple of hundred kilometers away. They took her to that town, but eventually they just dumped little Aura in the middle of nowhere. She got lucky. A loving couple took her in, went through all the paperwork, etc. Her real parents were looking for her, didn't stop looking for her. They went from town to town across Colombia, moving house multiple times, moving her brother from school to school as well, multiple times. 52 years later, and a chance photo swap on Facebook has reunited Aura with her brother, Fidencio. Fidencio recognized her face instantly when he saw her, even though, of course, she's now a completely grown-up woman. Sadly, their parents died a few years ago. So tears and flowers as Aura and her brother, Fidencio, got together, some very big hugs. And in Aura's words, it is something wonderful that only God can do. And I thought about that afterwards. I thought, is that downplaying it? Is that upplaying it? I thought, no, that is just positivity in adversity. It's that thing again. I mean, that is extraordinary. After everything she went through for 52 years, wow.
And then prize money at the Olympics. For the first time in Olympic history, prize money, but only for gold medal athletes.
Yes, gold medalists in 48 track and field events. Excuse me. So they're not getting paid by the Olympics. They're getting paid by World Athletics, and only for winning. I do beg your pardon. They will get the equivalent of 900,000 Rand for a gold medal. Imagine being a Carl Lewis or a Jesse Owens. I mean, ka-ching, 4 or 5 times that. Wow. Winners of the relay events, they'll have to share the money. How unfair is that in the 4x100? You've got to share it with the other three who just about got round. There's nothing yet for silver or bronze, just kudos. Their money, allegedly, in athletics will come at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Once upon a time, we know the Olympics was about selfless sacrifice and prestige. And let's be honest, about 40, maybe even 50 years ago, it began to change. And most of them are professional athletes, professional swimmers. There are some lovely Corinthian amateur sports still at the Olympics. I don't know how much longer. But what do you think? Being paid for winning at the Olympics, does it take a bit of the shine off, or is it just fine?
I think that organizers may come in for a little bit of a bother when it comes to field events, because wasn't it in 2020 in Tokyo when there was a Qatari and an Italian men in high jump, they were meeting each other at every every stage, and then the official came up to them and asked, "Do you want to continue going?" And I think one of them asked, "Can we share the gold medal?" And they went to check the rules, and they said, "Well, actually, you can share the gold medal." Ooh. So in 2020, you had two gold medal men's high jumpers, and that would mean, of course, more prize money.
Would they have shared the $50,000, the 900,000 rand, or would they have got it each? I wonder.
And then something that my mum would do with my art, Artie Impudence, a German gallery worker, hung up his own work. I think my mum would do that. She'd be so proud of me. She worked in the gallery. She put up a little crayon drawing of mine in an arty gallery.
Is this a recent crayon drawing?
I've recently moved on to oil pastels.
Ah, now we're talking. I'm myself an acrylic man whenever I paint, which is once in a blue moon. But yeah, this modern art gallery in Germany, they fired their employee. He was actually in the gallery's technical services team. So, I mean, therefore, technically, he had nothing to do with the art, really. Anyway, he hung his own work in an exhibition. But basically, he drilled a couple of holes and popped up a painting that he'd done. It was in an empty passageway. It wasn't like alongside other things. This is a gallery in Munich, famous for Picassos and Dalis and Ernsts. And it was soon discovered, and they instantly took his work off the wall. He's been sacked and apparently banned for life from the gallery. And you know what? Your mum, Lester, I have to confess, I have painted my own vase with sunflowers, genuinely, and I was quite pleased with it. Genuinely, an acrylic paint sunflowers that looks quite good. And I'm just thinking to myself, why can't I put it alongside, you know, that other Dutch bloke's sunflowers thing in the National Gallery in London? Surely that would be fine, wouldn't it?
To me, as a hero, I say, well hung, mate, well Adam Gilchrist, chat to you tomorrow. Thanks so much for again sharing us your story. Looking forward to chatting to you on Friday.